The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, I'll let her know. People holding on the lines. Let's get to them. We got Quicksand in Atlanta. Good morning, Quicksand.
Uh-oh.
Hey, everybody. What's How up? You guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. This used to be McNulty from The Wire, but Mike, to your point in week one, when I saw our performance, I turned my Twitter alias to Quicksand, like Shane Falco's biggest fear from The Replacements. Because no matter how hard you try to get out of it, you just can't. And we can't. 7-9, 7-9, 7-9, 4-12, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9. That is Quicksand. Yeah. And I'm not trying to harp on Raheem here. I want to like Raheem. But my gosh, Squid, you were talking all about those offensive stats earlier. Don't tell him that. He doesn't accept stats. Stats are for losers. But maybe you should start giving them to him. Because what is he, 29-47 as a head coach? He didn't win the division. So per definition, that's a loser. All I want is Raheem to start getting a pulse on this fan base. Because we're starting to get tired of it. Does Arthur Blank want another empty building all season? Tampa's not slowing down. Carolina's not slowing down. I mean, let's go. Let's get out of this quicksand.
First of all, and look, I completely agree with what you're trying to say. All right, but if you were to tell me Carolina's not slowing down, do you think the Panthers would switch teams with us right now?
Yes,
I would have to say they would. So don't throw Bryce Young at me.
New Orleans not would
slowing
too.
Down. Yeah, I would say that there's probably a caller in Charlotte today saying Atlanta's not slowing down. And it is what it is. I don't, the whole thing with the coach having his pulse on a fan base, it doesn't matter. If you go out and win. Nobody's ever going to pay attention to anything Raheem says.
And that's it, because it's not about what he says. It's about what he does.
Okay? It's about how you feel about what he's saying because of what's happening on the field.
Because whether you liked him or not, if you would listen, if you really listened to Arthur Smith the 3 years he was here, he told you a hell of a lot. He told you a lot in his press conferences. Now, problem was, no one liked the way he told you. See, he was a very kind of came off cold, came off, just very almost like he would talk down, but he would tell you something. He would tell you what you wanted to hear. I learned a lot from listening to him talk to the media about what this team was or wasn't, or what he thought it were, or what he thought they could or couldn't do. Raheem's the exact opposite. He's a lot more like the Dan Quinn, like, I'm going to tell you nothing while talking for 2 minutes. And that's okay. That everybody's got their own style. Raheem told you a little bit. If you listen to his explanation, see, that was the thing for me. And I go back, and I'm not criticizing him because I don't criticize other shows, but the Dukes and Bell interview last week with Raheem, you know, Mike kind of felt a certain way after it, which is okay. The reason he felt a certain way to me was Raheem answered his question, but we didn't like the answer.
Yeah.
The fans didn't like the answer, so he re-asked it and the media has a way of doing this where they'll ask a question, and if you don't answer it the way they want, they'll re-ask it to get the answer
they
want.
Try to ask it a different way.
And what he admitted that he made a mistake, but he also wouldn't admit that he said it didn't work then. But he didn't think his decision was wrong as far as the way what they were trying to do, because I think he looked at it as like, we got what we wanted, we just missed the play.
Right.
We missed the throw. But you have to stop short of saying that, because now you're calling out your players is what it sounds like. And so now you get hit with that. So that's why players and coaches don't like talking to the media.
I completely agree with what you're talking about. And to his point, you know, we always go back to that Tampa Bay game where you spiked it with 12 seconds left on the clock, you spiked it 1 second left. If that 1 second clicks off and that referee doesn't spot that ball in 1 second or just put his hand on it, that conversation's happened a long time ago.
Arch and I talked about that Sunday before the game. We were talking about, because here's the thing, The fans told me Ra was incompetent because of what happened in Washington. Well, I think incompetence is when you don't have a plan, right? If he had no plan, if you said, why didn't you take a timeout? You know, I don't know. We made a mistake. That's incompetence to me. If I say, here's why I did it, now it turned out to be the wrong answer, I am okay with that. And, that, guys, this isn't defending. This is my opinion on the situation.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are standing on a table going, Raheem deserves to be the head coach here. It just is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to fire after a year. And I think when you're hired, you for the most part, unless it becomes a debacle, get a chance. But here's the point is that Arch pointed out, too. He goes, dude, we were gifted that. Because most of the time, they want to pick it up, fake squeeze it, and put it back down.
1,000%.
He just head tap, basically ball tap, boom, ran out. So that's the thing. But I get everything he's saying. If you look at the last 7 years of this franchise, it's hard to say it isn't quicksand.
Yeah, but that's exactly what Raheem said when he was talking to Mike Bell and Rob Tribble the other day. He was like, dude, I don't have anything to do with the fans that go back to the 80s and stuff. Like, that's not my deal. I'm here. I'm trying to do the best job I can. And that's why I think, like I said, I hear what quicksand is talking about, but you can't continue to put all that on Raheem and tell him to get the pulse of the fan base. It's all about winning and losing. If you go out and win, all right, then nobody even cares what the head coach is saying and what the pulse of the fan base is.